Hi, I'm John from the Hometime Show, so I'm doing a bit of an experiment right now. This could be the first in a series of one, really. Before every single Leeds United game, which you can hear live here on Radio Yorkshire on DAB across the White Rose County, my intention is to try and get fans from both teams on the phone. Maybe have a little bit of a chat with each other, you know, before the game, and then afterwards as well, when we come back after the weekend to check it all out, or maybe midweek as well. Now, unfortunately, I couldn't get Joel, our Middlesbrough fan, on just before the game. He was moving house, so that's all cool, but I got Andrew Dalton on to preview the game. And on Monday Sometime Show, I got the boys back on the phone to see what it was like after the match. Now, obviously, Joel was very happy, and Andrew, well, he had some pretty harsh words for Leeds United. Let's catch up, shall we?
Oh, John, I can hear the booing from here with a Middlesbrough fan coming on.
It's all right. They're all safely at a distance. You're okay, mate.
I tell you what, you know, I'm going to be one of these fair and balanced people that said it could have been a very different game at 2-0 when Leeds scored.
Yeah, it could have been, couldn't it? It could have been a very, very interesting fixture if that had happened. But what a start for Middlesbrough. 121 seconds in the game and your goal up.
Yeah, I mean, Dave Nugent's really been an exceptional player for us, and I thought I had a bit of doubt about young Mr. Nugent. I thought 4 million, I didn't really get it, but he's been nothing short of a revelation. And, you know, I kind of think with the whole game, God bless Leeds. I never thought I'd say that as a Middlesbrough fan, but I just thought defensively it just cost them all the way through it. You know, Nugent gets that ball in the 6-yard box, gets it. There's three defenders and a goalkeeper in front of him, and he scores.
That was impressive. It was a great goal. Really well taken. And his third in four games as well. Really firing for your boys, isn't he?
Yeah. And you know, I mean, there was a lot of talk with us getting Jordan Rhodes this year. And, you know, when Blackburn were after 14 million quid for him, I think most people balked. And Nugent was seen as being the second choice, really. And there was a lot of doubt with the fans. But I tell you what, he's won everybody over at the club.
Yeah, it's looking good at the minute for Middlesbrough. They're on a really good run at the moment. Ito Karanka's got these boys firing again. Second in the league, and it's only by a point just behind Brighton. Things must be looking pretty good because you're banging the goals in. 12 on your goal difference right now. It's looking all right, isn't it?
That was the problem last year. I think that, you know, we had the strongest defence, really mightily, but goal scoring, we weren't really there. Karanka's gone out. Three of the strikers from last year have gone. We've got three new strikers in, and you kind of don't know how it's going to take people to bed in and people to come, but we just look a totally different proposition. I think we're a much better team than last year, and I've been saying for the last few days, you know, if we could beat Leeds at home, and if we can go to Reading this weekend and win, I can see us really romping away with the league. You know, every few years you get a team that does that. I think Middlesbrough could be that team this year if we go to the Majeski this weekend and win.
Is that the ambition for Middlesbrough then? Is it to go up in the automatic places and not aim for the playoffs?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was at Wembley and, you know, we just didn't turn up at all. We didn't do ourselves justice. And I don't think we want to go through that again. You know, I've been to Wembley six times before, I think, or maybe five. I can't remember off the top of my head. But every time I've been, we haven't won at Wembley. We've never won at Wembley. The only time when we won the League Cup, that was at the Millennium Stadium in Cardiff. We've never won there. So I'd avoid Wembley at all costs if I can and sit back and watch everybody else suffer come April and May.
Yeah, it must be much better to know that you're going to be going up and not have to go through those playoffs and that entire nightmare of that situation.
I've done it both ways, and I know which way I have to
go. Yeah, definitely better the other way around, isn't it? Going straight up, much better. Now, it just seemed that there was a bit of a sort of kamikaze defending by Leeds United during this game, and that's not taking anything away from Middlesbrough, but the boys at the back for Leeds just didn't seem to be performing on the day.
Well, I think Ito Karanka's got a bit of a selection headache for the game at Reading this week, because I'd love us to play Belushi up front, because that was some bullet header he put into the Leeds net. You know, we could do with, you know, George Friend crossing it in, Belushi on the end, bang. We've sort of been missing that kind of headed goal. So if we could sort of get the Leeds couple of centre-backs, you know, on our books for a couple of games, that would be lovely.
And Sol Bamba had a bit of a nightmare, it seemed, as well, which he's, you know, he's not really used to. He's a bit of a rock at the back.
When he in the two games that we played against Leeds last year, he was outstanding. I'm just saying he's immense. And then what does he do? He's wearing his banana boots. He falls over, and Diego Fabbrini there nipping in. I mean, and being fair, Fabbrini was very quick. As soon as he went, he was on it, and you know that was the end of that. I would like to feel bad for Leeds, but I can't really.
You can't. You've got the points in the bag, and it's all good, really, isn't it?
It's a happy time to be a Borough fan. You know, the area itself. Obviously, we've had the news about Redcar and everything today. And the area's going to go through another hard time, but it's just really good that there's the football club as a bit of a beacon of light to keep everybody's spirits up. And we're just looking so strong. I can't see past us for promotion at all.
Wow, that is a very, very strong shout there. And it was great to see that in the crowd as well with the mosaic that was going on. Obviously, lots of things going on industry-wise in Middlesbrough at the moment. And it was wonderful to see that all the fans were getting behind local people.
Yeah, and the players as well. Before the game kicked off, the lads were warming up in the Save Our Steel T-shirts. Obviously, you know, very bad news today. But I think Middlesbrough really, you know, like a lot of clubs, but absolutely at the centre of the community, and they like to give back when they can. And I thought that was a nice little gesture, and the fact that the club let us let the fans do everything that they could to show their support.
Yeah, it really was, wasn't it? So, obviously, you're pinning Middlesbrough for automatic promotion. What do you see for Leeds United, though?
Oh, don't say this to me. You know what? I mean, at the very best, I think an outside chance of the playoffs. But they remind me of the sort of situation that Middlesbrough were in a few years ago, which far too good to go down, probably not strong enough to go up. I think Leeds certainly missed Chris Wood yesterday. You know, that's how I would say, you know, maybe flirting with the playoffs.
Thank you, Joel. Here's what Andrew Dalton thought about the game. Obviously, you went up there the other day to watch the game. You heard it live here on Radio Yorkshire, if you couldn't make it to Middlesbrough itself. And unfortunately, Leeds United on the wrong end of a 3-0 defeat to White Hart Lane's side. How did you see it when you were there?
I thought we were our own worst enemies. I thought Belushi would be given a minus 10 out of 10, if that's possible.
Wow, that's a scathing rating there.
Yes, I thought he was really poor. I don't think his head was at it at all. I thought defensively we were abysmal. We gifted them 3 goals. And if you look back at the stats, Mills actually had 2 shots on target to them, which they scored. In the second half, I thought we came into it. I've watched Antonucci's goal back and he's onside. I don't know how he can be offside when the ball ricochets off a Middlesbrough player. I think Karanka's comment that he said yesterday that Antonucci going to make much of a difference were farcical, because clearly with Leeds on top and it being 2-1, it would have been a different game. But it's done now and we have to move on and look forward to the weekend in Birmingham City at Allen Road.
Yeah, which of course is an ideal opportunity for you to get back on track, really, isn't it? To get yourself back sorted again. It was such a strange game to kind of catch up on, really. I didn't get to see it live. I wasn't in the area and unfortunately couldn't listen to it. So, you know, I kind of caught up later on in the day and catching the highlights and whatnot. But it just seemed that everything that was good kind of ended up going very wrong. And of course, with Chris Wood not being there either, that was a problem. Now, you know, Uwe mentioned about making these changes.
Yeah.
Was this something that was enforced upon him, or do you think he just had to do it out of, you know, what was in his squad?
I think the Wood change obviously was enforced, and unfortunately you miss that big bully boy up front when you've got Chris Wood. He controls the ball really well, and I'm not quite sure Antonucci can do that role. The Giuseppe Belushi, Liam Cooper swap has left a lot of fans scratching their heads, because I personally thought Cooper's had a really good start to the season, and I was proving yesterday Belushi's head wasn't at it and his attitude's not at it. You then got a loose Cameron, and I was very surprised to see him start. I thought Jordan Bataka played very well for his debut and just tied towards the end. I'm not too sure what the other changes, but you live by the sword, you die by the sword, and being really honest, I think Uwe Rosler is very close to the edge.
Really? Do you think so?
Yeah. I think with Chiellino's track record, I think if we lose to Birmingham on Saturday, hopefully that'll be coming through on the back of a defeat to Rotherham, I think then it could be tricky, because then you're 5 without a win at home and you've got a win percentage of 2 out of 10, which is 20%. So I think he needs a win on Saturday.
He needs a win, and that's undoubted, but is there still the argument that he should be given the time to instill his ways and his tactics and the way he's setting his team about, his philosophy, if we're going to take a quote from another Premier League manager?
I think in football nowadays, I don't think there's such a thing as time. I believe the Brentford manager, Manus Djukhuijsen, has just been relieved of his duties this afternoon, and he's only been there since the start of the summer. It depends what your expectations are. There is the flip side. If you do get rid of a manager, where's your plan B? Or do you have that stability and you stick with him and foreseeable future? So it's a real catch-22 situation. But with Chiellino's track record with hiring and firing managers, it would surprise me if we do lose on Saturday, he's there for the Brighton game on the 17th.
That would be a huge, huge story if that actually happens. I'm sure we'll end up speaking to you about that if it does.
Yeah.
And we don't want that to happen. You know, I think some stability for the club would be fantastic right now and to keep this going. But as you said, it's a results business, isn't it? And how do you see this game turning out this weekend against Birmingham City? I mean, are we going to see Sam Byram with his head screwed on again and all these contract talks out the window and he can get back to playing his football? Are we going to see Bataka start maybe after making a decent debut? Will Wood be back? You know, what's your feelings for this weekend?
I think certainly you'll see Bataka on one. You might see Will Buckley come in for his debut on the other wing. Sam Byram's a really tough one because no one knows what his mentality is like at the moment. His head quite screwed on with all that's happened in the press, as mentioned last week. They do need Chris Wood back in the team because he gives you that air of force basically up front. So it's a game and now must win, because we've got to remember we've not won a home game all season, and that even stretches back to March the 4th last season.
Yeah, which is not exactly a fantastic run, is it? Something really does need to pick
up.
So before we get to the weekend, I'm going to I know it's early doors, it's Monday, but have you got a prediction for Birmingham City?
Tough one for Connor. We drew them both games last season, 1-1. They'll be looking to come back into after a disappointing defeat to Rotherham last time out. Without seeing on the fence, we'll go 2-1 lead.
2-1 leads. That's a good prediction. I mean, hopefully that will be the result we get. Andrew Dalton at LUFC Stats, if you want to follow him on Twitter, top lad. Thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
No problem.
Well, there we go then. Views from both camps. Let's see if we can do this every single game, shall we? Check us out here on Radio Yorkshire. All the audio will be going online at radioyorkshire.co.uk.